when I first started watching, I was kind of being picked on quite a lot when I was little. And it's a case of, if I was the size that they are, I wouldn't get much trouble from bullies. And I said to my mum, at the age of 5, I wanted to be a wrestler. And she's like, okay, well, you do realise you're going to end up getting hurt. Like, I went, I don't care, I want to be like Hulk Hogan. I moved away to Wales when I was 21. And one of my friends I was working with in one of the shops down in Wales, he had his own school up there because he used to wrestle from the age of, I think it was like 14 or 15. And it was his school that I went to and learned how to do it from there. That was when I was 23, 24. It's definitely helped me stop being shy and forthcoming with stuff. I mean, I can quite happily stand out down the road, talk to people in general, because it's helped with my confidence. Because I was like chatting to the gentleman that done the article in the paper, and I said that when I first went there, I was really nervous and shy and everything else, and the coach got me to perform a move where you throw a gentleman or a lady over your head, straight up and over, so your body goes through 180 degrees nearly. And once I'd done it, I'd realised that I'm not as small and insignificant as what I was. So that kind of gives you an adrenaline boost and a confidence boost at the same time. It helps you stand up and say, I can do this. It's also a way of escaping. If you have I used to do it when I used to go training before. If I was having a really bad week, I'd go onto the mats and I'd leave my heart and soul on the mats, because I would push myself and go home physically aching. It's a way of escaping. I mean, once you start getting into matches and stuff, you become someone different. Once you step between the ropes, or once you have you be announced and your entrance music hits, you're someone different for just over half hour. Being picked on is never fun, no matter what it is. I mean, me, it was because I was the new kid to the school, and because I couldn't keep up with the Joneses. I couldn't have the latest games console or anything like that. So I was constantly ridiculed for it. And being on the receiving end of it is never nice, and it's just not kind. But there are some people out there that deem it necessary to behave the way that they do. And, you know, it's just a case of, if someone's going for it, it's just a case of, the only advice I can give them is chin up, strive to be a better person than they are, because it does get better eventually.